informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ava,
Dan,
and Asha
with your 11 a.m. headlines.
In local news, use of 3D printed breast scaffolds for reconstruction after cancer surgery in a world first clinical trial in Queensland have begun in a collaboration between Professor Owen Young and Dr. Michael Wagles. This new treatment is called 3D printed scaffold based soft tissue regeneration, which uses a combination of the body's own fat cells with a 3D printed scaffold to support soft tissue regeneration in the chest using the natural healing processes of the body. The substance the scaffolding is made of absorbs up to 3 years later into the body and has been approved for use by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. In addition, these scaffolds facilitate tissue engineering, potentially favoring development and integration of fat tissue, which avoids implant-related complications.
More local news. In a landmark deal, a camel farm in southeast Queensland have become the first ever accredited facility for exporting fresh milk into the US. Summerland Camels on the scenic rim just outside of Ipswich are having the first shipments moved to California by the end of the year. They have a flock of around 300 camels, including 250 they use for milking. Summerland Camels on the scenic rim, just outside of Ipswich, is hoping to have the first shipments moved to California by the end of the year. Camel milk contains lower lactose than cow's milk and has a slightly saltier taste. The farm also plans on sending a trade mission to Singapore, as well as powdered milk to China.
In national news, Australia has reached a new energy milestone in the December quarter, as renewable energy has risen above 50% of electricity generation, according to the Australian Energy Market Operator. Gas generation has fallen to a low unseen since the year 2000, whilst coal and gas sources have dropped below 50% of the national energy mix. This milestone comes as the federal government tightens the rules for East Coast natural resource exporters, as the AEMO forecasts gas shortages by the end of the decade. Appointed CEO of BP, Meg O'Neill, says that in 2024, without action, the east coast of Australia faces projected shortfalls by 2028 and the west coast by 2030. This marks the enacting of the national target goal, being that from 2005 to 2030, non-renewable energy is to be cut by 46%, with reliance on renewable energy to skyrocket to 82% for a cleaner Australia.
Melbourne's oldest existing building, Latrobe Cottage, was sprayed with red paint and scrawled with the words, quote, oversaw 54 plus massacres overnight on Wednesday. Footage of evidence shows a woman using a repurposed fire extinguisher to spray red paint into the historical structure. It is identified as one of the escalating attacks on Australian monuments by left-wing extremists. The statement honours the Kulin Nation, who were victims of Latrobe's violent colony, and condemns the cities and institutions for commemorating Latrobe. Victoria Police and Melbourne City Council have been contacted for comment. In international news, New Zealand has officially declined to join US President Donald Trump's, quote, Board of Peace in a statement from New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. With its charter signed on the 22nd of January, Trump's Board of Peace was established to preside over Gaza's uncertain ceasefire, but designed to have a much larger global impact in the future. Prime Minister Luxon said in an email that New Zealand is unable to join this organisation in its current form. Minister of Foreign Affairs for New Zealand, Winston Peters, provided further explanation of the new peacekeeping organisation, saying New Zealand would not add significant further value to that. As of today, the Australian federal government is still yet to accept or decline Trump's Board of Peace offer. On to the weather. The weather as of 11 a.m. today is 30 degrees, but it feels like 28. The wind is 43 kilometres per hour, and it is at 48% humidity. It is partly cloudy, with a cloud cover of 44%, but a UV index of 10, so keep covered up.
That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Fortitude Valley's Netherworld presents Lost Souls Carry